This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump travels later today to the southern city of Alamo, Texas, near the U.S.-Mexico border, where he's expected to use one of his final days in office to highlight his administration's efforts to curb illegal immigration. It will be his first public appearance since last Wednesday, when he said in a speech to his supporters that the presidential election was being stolen, and he urged them to fight before they stormed the U.S. Capitol. The president's visit to Texas also comes as the Democrat-majority U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of President Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove Trump from office. The measure, which is expected to pass, sets a 24-hour deadline for Pence to respond. Neither Pence nor any cabinet members has given any public indication of supporting such action involving the 25th Amendment provision, allowing for the vice president and the majority of the cabinet to declare a president unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. House leaders are also pushing ahead with a separate impeachment resolution that lawmakers are scheduled to begin considering on Wednesday. House Democrats accuse Trump of inciting an insurrection after last week's deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Dozens of Trump supporters have been arrested after the attack, and five people died in the mayhem, including a police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.